The center is known as the QUAC for C-U-A-C. The center director, Adam Bateman, claims city officials are making the move because they believe one current art exhibit may be too risque for the general public. He says the eviction comes as a total shock.
We have a lot of Ephraim citizens that come and see our art shows and participate in our education things, and we spend a lot of money in that town, and it's really unfortunate that some art that they deem inappropriate for Ephraim undermines all of the positives that we bring.
Bateman says the center has continued to serve hundreds of K-12 kids as well as Snow College students and the community in general and plan to do more. That is contrary to claims by city officials who say they're questioning the center's value to the community. Ephraim City Manager Regan Boley says the city provides $50,000 a year to the QUAC. He says Bateman is painting the wrong picture.
I know Adam is trying to turn this into a censorship issue, but it's just not. I don't know any other way to put it. There's been questionable art in there art that people might say is inappropriate or whatever that could have been censored years ago, and it never has been. This was purely based on a failure to perform.
QUAC board member Andrew Shaw says they're actively looking for other venues and could possibly do some pop-up exhibits. Bob Nelson, KUER News.